This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. An Aurora woman is suing the city, its police chief, and five of its officers for mistakenly detaining her and four young relatives for hours. CPR's Megan Verlee reports video of the incident prompted widespread outrage.
Brittany Gilliam had hoped to take her young daughter and three other relatives for manicures and ice cream after months of being cooped up due to the pandemic. While parked at the salon, Aurora police approached her car with guns drawn, ordered them all out, and forced them to lie on the hot asphalt. APD says the car's license plate matched a stolen vehicle. However, the stolen plate was associated with a motorcycle from Montana, not an SUV registered in Colorado, which is what Gilliam was driving. Aurora police investigated its officers' conduct and concluded it met their standards. The lawsuit alleges racial bias against the family members, who are black, and says officers used excessive force. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Vaccines for the initial strain of COVID-19 are largely effective against two widely identified mutations. Dr. Anjush Mehta with Denver Health and National Jewish Health says that makes it even more important for Colorado to ramp up vaccine efforts.
Both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines had 95% efficacy, which is essentially unheard of in vaccines. I mean, that is fantastic efficacy. So even if the vaccine is 10%, even maybe 15, 20% less effective, that's still super high efficacy of 70, 75%.
This is CPR News.